Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Man's best ghost friend. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
We talk a lot about ghosts. We talk a lot about menacing figures. We talk a lot about ominous notes, which we got this week. But we don't talk a lot about helpful ghosts or friends or people or pets. So I wanted to dedicate one of our episodes to some helpful ghost pets that I have researched, and I want to give the proper respect that I think that they deserve. Well, what you've said, your interactions were just kind of like short glimpses or like weird.
I did have a dream of somebody that I was, somebody we both know that I was worried about. I'm going to tell you this. Name's on here. Somebody we were both worried about or concerned about. And this person was in my dream. But previous to that, my cat was in my dream and he jumped in my lap and then jumped away, which I was like, well, you know what I mean? And then I got up and went to another room, and the person I was worried about was sitting there at the table.
What?
And I sat down next to him, and I probably was just like, hey, how have you been? What's going on? And then that's all I remember.
Whoa.
So I didn't know if there was some kind of connection there, but that was, I don't know. Just when I just remember waking up, it was just like a kind of a heavy thing, but it just could have been two things on my mind or.
Yeah, maybe. But I like linking those two things. I think that's very creepy. These are pets that are from way back when and also pretty current. And if you, after listening to this, have some helpful pet stories, not just ghost pets, I'll take a helpful pet story. DM me. I don't care. We're going to start first with the Demon Cat of DC. The United States Capitol building is said to be haunted by the ghost of a demon cat, which sounds bad. It sounds bad. This legend or story or tale dates back to at least the 19th century. And again, demon sounds bad. Glowing red eyes is bad. Appears out of nowhere to scare people. Also bad. But says Steve Livengood, the chief tour guide of the U.S. Capitol Historical Society, it may go back to post-Civil War era. People would see this cat. The most common version of the legend goes that a guard was on patrol one night when he saw a black cat approaching. In these days, cats were not an uncommon sight in the building, introduced to control the rodent population. However, as the cat came closer, it grew in size until it was as large as a tiger. The monster cat pounced on the guard, who fell down, tried to protect himself, and then as he was scrambling to get this tiger cat off of him, the creature just vanished into thin air. So, sure. Again, weird, bad, crazy, scary. But the even weirder thing about this demon cat is that it appears before important events or natural disasters. That's the helpful part. It was seen before the stock market crash of 1929 and the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963. A couple of features in the Capitol building are said to be evidence of the demon cat's existence. The most famous of these is a group of shallow paw prints in the concrete of the small Senate rotunda. This is real. You can find pictures online of this. In 1898, the Capitol building was damaged by a gas explosion, and according to Livengood, in some spots, the original stone was replaced by concrete. It's quite possible that a cat walked across the wet concrete, he says, just enough to leave some impressions. It's as you come out of the old Supreme Court chamber. There may be 6 or 8 pretty clear ones.
Is that a ghost cat?
Not helpful. In another part of the building, Livengood also notes that the letters DC have been scratched into the concrete. Everyone says that's the demon cat putting its initials there. I don't know any cats that can write English, but sure. The more rational explanation for the demon cat is that Capitol guards would get so drunk they'd fall down, so when one of the building's cats came and licked their face, they assumed it must have been larger, monster-sized or something. But when the guard in question reported their, you know, kind of cat encounter to a superior, the boss couldn't really discipline him for drinking because, you know, people drink. So the guard would simply have been sent home to, I don't know, work off their hangover, take some ibuprofen. Then the other guards realize that if they see the cat and get attacked, they get a day off. And get to sleep it off. And that's how stories get written, with very lax labor laws. The Washington, D.C. female roller skating team, the Demon Cats, is named after this cat. So, you know, problematic, but very helpful. So if you see this cat when you're on a DC tour, when we get to do tours at some point in our future, maybe something bad. It didn't predict anything in 2020, though, so I will say that. Remains to be seen. Okay, how about another cat? Wiggy the cat. Nursery school teacher Deborah Tadman had this cat named Wiggy, who unfortunately passed away. Grief-stricken, she called an animal communicator named Sharon Callaghan, who still practices, I looked her up, to contact the spirit of Wiggy. As Deborah recounts, Wiggy and I have a very close relationship, and I felt as if I had lost a child. He had seen me through a marriage, divorce, other relationships, 3 house moves, and other life experiences. She didn't want to get into it, but other life experiences. Sharon was able to reach Wiggy in the great beyond and told Deborah that Wiggy was concerned about her apartment because it was a, quote, toxic place. About a year later, Deborah decided to paint her apartment and discovered asbestos and highly toxic mold in the walls and ceiling and really bad aluminum wiring, which would have been a danger and may have caused a fire. So Deborah is forever grateful to Wiggy, obviously. To this day, I can't believe how accurate and true that reading was. Pretty good. Thank you, Wiggy. Thank you, pet psychic Sharon Callaghan. But let's move on to some ghost dogs. Preston the Ghost Dog Protector. Preston the Ghost Dog is a boxer who haunts Nashville's Belmont Hillsboro neighborhood. Apparently, he protects young trick-or-treaters every Halloween, which is very helpful. Witnesses have heard barking on Halloween night. Others say if you walk too slowly or stop in the middle of the street, the dog, Preston, will bump and nudge you along so you don't get hit by a car or in danger of anything. An old woman who lived in the neighborhood used to leave a dog biscuit for Preston on her porch every Halloween night for so many years. That's very nice. How about this one? The Blue Ghost Dog. The Blue Ghost Dog might be one of the oldest ghost stories in the United States, dating back to the 1700s. As the story goes, Maryland Revolutionary War soldier Charles Thomas Sims was attacked by a pack of thieves after a night of drinking and bragging about the amount of gold he had. One of those listening was Port Tobacco, Maryland resident Henry Hanos. When Sims left the bar, Hanos and some others followed him. They overtook Sims and his dog along Rose Hill Road, attacking him and killing both Sims and his dog. They fell on a rock, their bodies were on a rock near the road. Hanos took the fortune, the gold, I guess, that was on this man's person, and buried it beneath a nearby holly tree and fled. But when Hanos tried to retrieve his treasure, Sim's dog, dead, wouldn't have it. The legend says that the ghost of a large blue dog appeared, howled, and charged at Hanos. Once again, he fled the scene, could not grab his buried, thieved gold. He also reportedly fell ill and died suddenly shortly thereafter. So if you go to this place, Rose Hill Road in Maryland, look for the rock where Sims and his dog are said to have been murdered, and you can go there at night, listen for barks, and try to find some buried treasure. That's a fun tourist activity. COVID-friendly, too. If you have any stories of helpful ghosts, dogs, cats, birds, turtles, koi fish, humans, we would love to hear them.